we're recording. Sorry. So, Allah does not. You're right. What you said is right. But there's more than that. If we say Allah is everywhere, there is a problem with that. That means that He is in the bathroom? No. Does it mean that He is in the toilet? No. Isn't that, that's why you can't say Allah is everywhere. Allah's knowledge and wisdom is everywhere, and ability is everywhere. He is able to do whatever He wants everywhere. Okay? But He is not located everywhere. He's located where? In heaven. This is coming from a hadith. How am I so sure about that? Is there's a hadith of a little girl went to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him, where is Allah? The Prophet said, in heaven. Right? Allah is not here. Is He here? No. His knowledge and wisdom are everywhere. Okay? But His knowledge, wisdom, and power are everywhere. But He is not located everywhere. You got that part right? So He arrived to the place where Allah is located. What happened is that Isra is the night journey from Jerusalem to from Mecca to Jerusalem. Mi'raj was the heavenly journey from Jerusalem to Allah. So you can do that in a follow-up sentence. Okay. So now, hold on. Zainab, come on. Don't doodle. Okay. So what happens? What happens when Prophet, when Angel Jibreel, who was accompanying Prophet Jibreel when he was going into, I'm sorry, Prophet Muhammad when he was ascending to heaven? Angel Jibreel, yes. He was taking him. He's, you know, like he was his companion. And he was his guide person, was Angel Jibreel. Okay? Go do the take notes. Go do the take notes. Okay, so Angel Jibreel went with him until a point called Sidrat al-Muntaha. This point, which is the end of the space you can go to, okay? And not get burned. So the Angel Jibreel stopped, and then Angel Jibreel said to Prophet Muhammad, I have to leave you here because I cannot proceed. I cannot what? Proceed. If I proceed one step, I get burned. I burn. So, when, another point, when they came closer, you can do it. When they got close to Allah, close enough to Allah, you know, Angel Jibreel was the companion of Prophet Muhammad, was the guide man of Prophet Muhammad in the heavenly journey until the point of called the boundary of Allah's location. And he left him. He said, I cannot proceed anymore. If I proceed, I burn. So he said, if I proceed, I burn. So, Sidrat al-Muntaha, with me, write it down in Arabic. Oh, when you do the Muhammad advanced higher into heaven. Where does it say that when you reach the boundary where Allah is existing? It's called Sidrat al-Muntaha. So make sure you point to the boundary where Allah is located here. So Sidrat al-Muntaha is the place where Allah's location starts. It's the boundary at where Allah's location starts. Got it? So Angel Jibreel said, if I step one step further, I'm not going, I'm going to what? I'm going to what?
Burn.
Doodling without taking notes. I'm going to burn. All right? So then he asked Prophet Muhammad to proceed alone. Mm-hmm. Doodling. Take notes. Flip to a new page and then take notes. He's writing things. He's still, it's not done. Okay? So, what happened? The Prophet Muhammad proceeded alone. Proceeded alone. He's writing new notes. He has to keep up with that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam proceeded alone. And then you can see how Allah blessed the Prophet Muhammad to allow him to proceed beyond the boundary that starts, that marks the presence of Allah, the beginning of the presence of Allah, the location. Alright? So now what happened? That Allah has assigned Prophet Muhammad. Saliha, you don't have to copy the notes. Just focus with me. The reason I asked them to copy the notes, because they are doodling, both of them. But that's going to be on the website. So, just pay attention. So when he went to Allah, he now is in the presence of Allah. He is now beyond the boundary where the location of Allah starts. How did he greet Allah? Did he greet Allah by saying, Assalamu alaikum?
No.
No, he says what? التحيات لله والصلوات والصلوات والطيبات التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات greetings to Allah, greetings to Allah, and prayers belong to Him, prayers and good deeds belong to Him.
Like
exactly, mashallah, that's very good. You deserve high five. So then Prophet Muhammad greeted Allah by saying التحياتُ لله والصلواتُ والطيبات, by saying the first part of التحيات. Can you sit here? Do you have a problem sitting on the chair?
Yes.
What? You want to sit on this chair?
Okay.
You got it? So then Allah assigned him how many prayers? 50 prayers, good job. When Allah assigned him 50 prayers, he took them. Oh, by the way, before we say Allah assigned 50 prayers, what was the response of Allah to the greetings of Prophet Muhammad? The response of Allah was, As-salamu, continue reading التحيات. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So what did he say? السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. So what did he say? السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. So Allah replied, the Prophet, Allah replied, السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now the angels all said, every angel said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. He said, peace and security be to us and the righteous believers of Allah. And then they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Got it? So, if we draw it in a diagram, we'll say, this is التحيات لله, and then to the end of الطيبات. This is who? Allah. Then, Prophet, this is Prophet Muhammad. Then Allah replied, As-salamu alayka wa barakatuh. Then angels say, "Assalamu alayna." عبده ورسوله. عبده ورسوله. I suggest you don't sit down. Then he assigned him the 50 prayers. So point to this. And then he assigned him the 50 prayers. Got it? So now Prophet Muhammad went down to heavens. Huh? And then he met Prophet Musa. Then Prophet Musa asked him, you know, what were you doing? I mean, why did Allah invite you? So Prophet Muhammad said to assign to me 50 prayers. Prophet Musa said, 50 prayers? Do you think your people, Muslims, are going to be able to pray 50 times a day? It's just like a prayer every half an hour. That's not possible. That's not possible. I have seen the children of Israel. He was a prophet. Prophet Musa was a prophet of who? Children of what? Israel, which are called Israelites. When he was going down, he met Prophet Musa in heaven. Prophet Musa said, and he, Prophet Muhammad said, Allah assigned 50 prayers to me. So Prophet Musa said, 50 prayers is too much. I know the children of Israel. I have experience with the children of Israel. Okay? They give me a hard time. So 50 prayers are not too much. So then he went and he said, ask Allah to reduce that. So Allah brought it down to how much? How many prayers? 30. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly 100% is it 30 or not, but let's say 30. Then what happened when Allah assigned 30?
Then he said, no, we need...
Prophet Muhammad went down. He went to Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa told him what?
He told him less.
He said, go ask Allah for less, to reduce. Because I know, because of my experience with the children of Israel, I know that your people are not going to be able to make 30 prayers a day. Huh? Huh?
Why can't we draw him?
Are you going to draw him blonde?
No, why can't we?
We know his description by words, but not a picture.
Why?
Yeah, we don't want to have a picture everywhere of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it becomes like a sort of.
Wait, why is that? Why can't we do that?
Because people will think that this picture is like worshiping the idols. Remember, it's like Christians. They're building a statue of Prophet Isa and then worshipping it. So Muslims will end up having the same thing. A statue of Prophet Muhammad and they are worshipping it. Got it? So Allah said no pictures of prophets in general. So now back into this. So Prophet Musa said 30. Prophet Muhammad went back to Allah, asked it for a reduction. Allah reduced it. Let's say to 10. I'm not sure exactly how much, but let's say to 10. Then what happens? Prophet Muhammad went down, Prophet Musa met him, and he said, give me the news. How many prayers did Allah assign? Huh? He said what? He said 5 prayers. So Allah assigned 5 prayers. Then Prophet Muhammad was descending down. He met Prophet Musa again in heaven. Prophet Musa said, 5 is too much. Trust me, I've tried the children of Israel before you. They couldn't make it. So Prophet Muhammad then said, no, I'm shy. I shy from asking Allah for a reduction anymore. So Allah said, 5 prayers. If you pray them, you get the reward of 50. So Allah said, 50 prayers. So how do you pray 50 times? If you pray 5 times a day, Allah will count them as 50 prayers. What is the B? able.
Yeah, it's too different.
Okay, so he went back, he made them 30, then he went back, he made them 10, then he went back, and he made them 5. And then write a note saying 30, 10, 30, and 10 are not 100%, the teacher is not 100% sure is it 10 and 30 or not.
Huh? Is this the last level of this, like, class?
Quran?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can ask the office. So, okay. You have your own ways of coming up with questions that have nothing to do. So now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question now. Why did Allah do that? That requires very smart thinking. Why did Allah do that? Why didn't Allah just from the beginning, from the first time, just assign 5 times prayers and that's it? You know what happened? I was just explaining what happened. Where Prophet Muhammad went, Allah assigned him 50. How many prayers? 50. Then he went down. Prophet Musa said, I know children of Israel, they couldn't make it. And your people are not going to be able to make it. So go ask Allah for a reduction. And this happened, Allah reduced it to 30. And this happened again, Allah reduced it to 10. Happened again, Allah reduced it to 5. The question is, why Allah did that? Why didn't Allah just say 5 from the beginning, huh?
In order to show he was like kind to this.
High five.
No.
High five. Hands. Hands, high five.
What the heck?
What the hell?
I broke
this. So, what was his answer? Huh? What was his answer? Allah will show his kindness to us. Haha. Uh-huh. If he assigned 5 times prayers from the beginning, would we be able to see his kindness?
No.
No.
So okay.
So Allah knew from the beginning is going to be 5 times prayers, but he wanted us to recognize his kindness. Now, why does Allah want us to recognize his kindness?
So we can worship him above.
Yeah, so that we can worship him. When we know Allah, who gets benefited? Who gets the benefit when we know Allah?
Us.
Allah wants us to know him because the more we know him, the best, the better it is. The better it is. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the same thing to show his kindness. In another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes make you about to go to a car accident. Like you're driving your car and you turn in the last minute to save yourself from a car accident. And nothing happens to you, like you're saved from going into a car accident. The question is, why did Allah made you about to get in a car accident? But then you got out of it. You were saved from it. Why? Why did Allah do that? Why didn't he just from the beginning save you from it?
To show his kindness.
To show his kindness, exactly. What would you say if you were about to do a car accident, to get in a car accident, you saved yourself in the last minute? What do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
You say? Alhamdulillah. Can I hear it again?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So what happened? You remembered kindness of Allah. So Allah wanted to tell you that you were about to get in a car accident, but I saved you because of my kindness. To show his kindness. And down here, this is why Allah makes you about to get in a car accident and then he saves you in the last minute so that you can say Alhamdulillah. Okay. Another occasion in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us a lesson. Allah wanted to teach us a lesson. It's the occasion of the children of Israel. The children of Israel, they got a boy being killed. There were two families that there were enemies to each other. Two families that are enemies to each other. Yes, you know the story?
Yes.
You know the story what happened?
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear it from Sania. Okay, so don't say yes then. Two families.
She said Zainab said yes.
Oh, who said yes? Oh, other than Zainab. Okay. So, at the time of Prophet Musa, two clans, two families were against each other, were hostile to each other. Yes. Who?
Why am I bothering you? I'm like a liar. Why am I bothering you?
Can you please leave the classroom?
Huh?
Can you please leave the classroom? Okay, then stay, behave yourself. So now, there were two families that were enemies from the children of Israel. There are two families that are what?
Enemies.
Enemies. So, and there was kind, you remember the Lion King story?
Yeah.
Where Simba was a problem.
Of course I remember Lion King.
Yeah. Simba was a problem for who?
The best.
Scar. Scar, right? Yeah. Why did Scar hate Simba?
Because he was the future king.
Because he was the future king.
King, yeah.
If Simba doesn't exist, then who's going
Scar
to be? Scar would get it. So this is why Scar was so...
Wait, who's Scar?
Scar.
Oh my God, who's
Lion King?
Lion King.
Who's Lion King?
Number one. This is why Scar wanted to kill Simba, right?
Which Lion King?
Same thing, the story, the cartoon. Same thing happened here. That there was an uncle who is mad because his nephew is going to inherit his brother.
Is that where they got the movie from?
No.
Is it about a lion that's a king?
Yeah. Okay, just hear the story to the end. Hear the story to the end and you're going to figure it out. You got it? So there was a guy, there was an uncle who hated his nephew because his nephew is going to inherit the money of his father, which is the brother of the uncle. Got it? So he wanted to inherit the money, all the money to himself. So what did he do? He killed his nephew. And then he took the body and threw it in the backyard of the family, the enemy family. The backyard, the enemy's backyard. You got it? Got it? So why did he throw it in the backyard of his enemies?
So they would see him.
So that they will think that he will think that the enemies kill him. MashaAllah. Smart. So now, when they found the boy killed in the backyard of the enemies, of their enemies, the king, they started blaming the other family, and there was about to start a war between the two families. Like one war where like the two families fight with each other and cause a civil war. Okay? So they went to Prophet Musa. And they told him, you're a prophet, right? He said, yeah. He said, you can ask for things, right? Yeah. They write down the story of the cow, where Allah wants to show his kindness, when Allah wants to teach us a lesson. Okay? So, then they went to him and said, oh, you are a prophet of Allah. You can talk to Allah, right? He said, yeah. They said, why don't you ask him who is the killer? And instead of us fighting together, two families fighting together, why don't you ask Allah who is the killer? So, he went and asked Allah to tell him who is the killer. So Allah said, okay, go back and ask them to slaughter a cow. Go back and ask them to what?
Slaughter
a cow. Any cow will do, right? If they grab any cow from the market, it will do the job. But did they do that? No. They wanted to give the Prophet Musa a hard time. And they wanted to mock Prophet Musa. So they said, huh? You know, we want to ask you who killed the boy. Come back and say, slaughter a cow? What does the cow has to do with this? Prophet Musa said, obey Allah and do what he asks you to do. Don't argue with Allah. Argue with Allah.
Class is over.
What time is it?
10:55. It's over 10:55.
Yeah, no, I finished my class at 11. Okay? Hold on. So now, they gave him a hard time. So at the end, they decided to go tell Prophet Musa, why don't you go and ask Allah what kind... You're not dismissed yet. You know that.
I know.
Why don't you go ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what color... Have a seat. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what color is the cow? Were they really sincere? They wanted to know what color is the cow? Why didn't you write the story? Were they sincere? Were they sincere when they asked it, what color is the cow?
Can your TA take the picture?
Okay. Can you take a picture of this? Take 5 pictures. Okay. So they went to give him a hard time. So what did they say? They said, tell us what color is the cow. So Allah made it hard on them. So Allah said, tell them that the color of the cow is yellow like gold, like golden yellow, and shining, golden, shining yellow, and does not have any mark in the skin. You see what I said? So they made it hard on themselves. So Prophet Musa came back and he said, Allah wants it to be a shining gold, the color of the cow. Allah wanted it to be a shining gold. Allah wanted it to be a shining gold. Okay? Cow. Alright? And you slaughter that. And there are no birthmarks, no mark in the skin. So now they talked and they started laughing. Oh, look at this Prophet Musa. He's coming to tell us a golden color cow. Yeah. And they decided to give him a hard time. So they went to him and said, well, why don't you ask Allah? They are being ridiculous. Why don't you ask Allah, how does this cow behave? So he went back to ask Allah. Allah made it even harder. Allah said that this cow has to be a cow that never worked on the farm. You know cows work on the farm, right? So the Prophet, Allah told him, I want a cow that never worked on the farm, which means that spoiled brat cow, like never worked on the farm. Okay? She's a spoiled cow. Problem, spoiled cow. So now, he went back to children of Israel. He told them this. They got together and said, look at this ridiculous guy. Now they are saying spoiled brat cow. No, this is ridiculous. I think he's making this as an excuse so that he doesn't tell us the answer. Blah, 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 blah. And then they said, okay, let's go ask him. How does it look? So he went and asked Allah, what about the look? So Allah said, beauty. I want this cow to be so beautiful, so adorable. When you see this cow, you are so impressed how beautiful it is. Then he told them that. And then he told them, if you don't do it, Allah will destroy you. So now they got scared and they decided not to ask any more questions. And then started looking for this cow. Now this cow belonged to a child, which was an orphan. Okay, was an orphan. And it was the inheritance from his father. His mother loved the cow, and his mother didn't want to sell the cow. So they were very hungry. They were very hungry, and they wanted something to eat. So we will, inshallah, continue next time.
Yeah, I remember.
Hold on. Say that to the woman who is guilty. They will both sacrifice a calf. No. Allah is asking you to sacrifice a calf before He tells you who is the killer. Okay, do you have the book with you?
Yeah.